Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
My name is Yanni Smith, creator and writer of Harlem Queen, a fictionalized scripted radio series based on the life of Madame Stephanie St. Clair, top gangster in Harlem during the 1920s. Dutch Schultz mistakenly thought that Madame St. Clair would be an easy broad to push over.
It's open season in Harlem.
I'm ready for war.
They just follow my lead, in and out. We go right to the floorboard where the dough is stashed.
I've been fighting all my life, and I always win.
Madame St. Clair never backed down from a good fight.
Please, Madam Queen,
close your eyes on the way down.
Look at the ice on that sheeper. We going in?
She ain't gonna get away with using my own runners against me. If I can keep Lucky Luciano out of my territory, I sure as hell can keep her out too.
I came to this country alone. No family, no friend.
Harlem was her territory, and she aimed to keep it that way.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program.
I'm the guy who come to relieve you of that 5,000 clamps.
Like hell you are. You know who I work for. Queen of Harlem, Madame Stephanie St. Clair.
Look at my hands.
Are you not happy with your manicure?
Everything I have was built by my own two hands.
Killing wasn't part of the plan, was it?
Do as I say, and your chances are very good with me.
This is Harlem. You are now amongst the talented 10th.
If I was all the way white, I'd be tickled pink.
Harlem Queen, a story that intermingles the sophistication and elegance of the Harlem Renaissance with the nitty-gritty world of racketeers, illegal gambling, and speakeasies.
I knew you was dirty.
I know what respectable businesswomen do. I just don't want to do it.
Harlem Queen premieres on February 26th. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
So this is the end of the world.
Pretty weird, right?
I'm Hannah.
I'm sure you've probably noticed by now. I'm a zombie. Might even be the last one.
From the creator of Redman Born and Cybernautica.
I can't exactly control most of the things zombie me does. I'm basically what amounts to a backseat driver in my own body. You learn to kind of just go with it after a while, I think. Like, do I feel bad for eating a family of four when I was new? You bet. Not exactly my favorite memory.
Hannah is living her best unlife, while unknowingly being on a crash course with Callie, an explorer desperately seeking to leave her mark on an American wasteland that seems to be all out of new discoveries.
Oh, one might say that it's the comics that got me into this, but between you and me, I'm gonna blame the McSodas. No sense in ruining everything I like in one day.
Together, this unlikely pair team up against the dangers of post-apocalyptia.
Okay. Okay. This thing is not playing around at all. Shit, incoming!
Sometimes I miss the old days. Killing zombies for upstart communities, now that was a lot more simple. A lot more ethical, too. Wouldn't you say so? Don't you think it's a little more ethical to kill a zombie than just some stranger on the road?
Panapocalypse, a story about love, death, and robots. Just not the Netflix kind.